Local road repairs rely heavily on state funding. What should the state's role be in local road funding?
Well, look, I think the state should play an important role simply because with property tax caps, which were put in place, there are some good things about that. Obviously, property taxes can be too high, and in a lot of cases, they have been. Mm-hmm. But look, you have to understand, when we did that, when we put that in our Constitution and said we're going to cap property tax, by definition, that source of funding is going to be limited. So I think in the state, when the state legislature did that to our communities and said, hey, you can't raise property taxes anymore, the state has an obligation then to step in with that lost funding and say, you know, we're going to shift that from property taxes to state taxes. That's got to come back. So I think the state plays an important role. I would say, you know, as far as roads in general, you know, one of the things that I see that I don't like is the idea of privatizing our roads, the idea of selling our roads. We don't see that at the local level yet anyway, but we certainly see it at the state level, you know, where the state tried to sell the I-69 expansion to a company from Spain. Mm. They were 2 years behind schedule. They ended up bankrupt. We ended up having to take it over, spend a few more million dollars to try to get it back on track. So I definitely think infrastructure is important, but that's something that the state and at the local level we ought to be paying for and doing ourselves, not trying to let some private company make a buck off of it.